It's Wednesday. It is August the, oh, I forgot, the 5th. There we go. Ed Maher joins us on a Worker Wednesday. I know the day of the week, at least, Ed. They're sponsored by United Healthcare, quality health coverage for labor unions. And we got a, I don't want to say a potential showdown, but an interesting, quirky situation here. I know that police officers have a union, and some of the ranks higher above than just the patrolmen and women have unions, but not everybody does, Ed, but that may change soon, huh?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Now, first, before we get started, I'd like to tell you that I heard what you were saying about the ducks, and so I'm going to jump in your camp, and I'll buy 10 ducks. We got to help you beat Bob, right?
Yes, thank you very much. At least Bob. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. And he's going to go to.
I hope Bob's not listening.
Oh, he's in bed already. Don't worry. He's up early tomorrow. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Ed.
Absolutely. But yeah, to your point, the supervisors traditionally haven't been able to form unions, across whether it's, basically any city department. But in this case, the commanders and deputy chiefs for the Chicago Police Department have sent their the head of their union has sent a letter asking to be recognized to the Labor Relations Department at the city. So the question is why. Sworn officers, your rank and file police officers get things like paid sick time that it's pooled that they can pull from over the years, on call time, uniform allowances, things like that. But when these officers get promoted now, they don't get these things. So the higher you move up, sort of you lose some of these benefits. And so police officers are now starting to turn down these promotions.
That's no good. You want a good bench.
Exactly. Absolutely. And that's what the PBPA, Police Benevolent and Protective Association, they recognize that this kind of harms the progression of good officers into leadership. And so recognizing that the mayor has, been very outspoken about trying to promote unionism among city employees and provide opportunities, they have requested that the city recognize this union for commanders and deputy chiefs. And there hasn't been a response yet, but essentially they said that if the city doesn't recognize them, that they can go to the State Labor Relations Board. And because in 2022, Illinois voters approved the Workers' Rights Amendment to the Illinois Constitution, similar groups, namely the principals in the Chicago Public Schools and fire commanders, have been allowed to unionize. So the PBPA is believing that the same thing is likely to happen here.
Yeah.
And again, it's not about money. It's just basically about preserving a system that allows people to progress through the ranks. But we're going to try to get the folks from PBPA on the show on Sunday morning. They've been on before, so we're going to try to get them in to give us a little bit more detail on this. But certainly an interesting situation.
I love that. That'll be Sunday morning at 8. And even if it is a little bit about money, that's okay, too, Ed. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to move up and make more in a long career serving and protecting our city. I know that maybe not the best reason to pitch for it, but it can be one of the reasons. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I would just be shocked if the mayor decided not to with how pro-union he's been. We'll have to wait and hear more, and you guys will keep us posted on Sunday mornings. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Talk to you soon, John.